Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we pull the useful signal out of the agentic fog and ask the one question that matters for builders. What changed that should affect how you ship? Today's standout story is NVIDIA's paired release of Nemotron 3.5 Lightning and NeMo Switchyard. Not because it is another big model with a shiny name, though yes, there is a shiny name. The reason it matters is architectural. Long-running agents do not need one heroic model doing everything. They need a routing layer, a bench of specialized workers, and the discipline to send each step to the cheapest capable tool. That is the morning's theme: local models, routers, compressed tool interfaces, and benchmarks that demand evidence instead of vibes. First in the ledger, NVIDIA released Nemotron 3.5 Lightning, an open 30 billion parameter mixture of experts model with about 3 billion active parameters per token, alongside NeMo Switchyard, an open source routing library for agent workflows. Mark TechPost caught it in the open source lane, and NVIDIA's own developer post frames the target clearly. Long-running agents that spend much of their time on tool calls, validation, subtasks, and delegation. That distinction matters. A lot of agent cost is not the spectacular reasoning moment. It is all the little connective tissue. Inspect this result, summarize that file, validate this plan, route that subtask, retry the boring thing that failed. If every one of those hops goes to the most expensive frontier model, the architecture is elegant only until the bill arrives. Nemotron 3.5. Lightning and Switchyard point toward a more practical pattern: specialized local or hosted models for common agent steps, with routing as a first-class part of the runtime. Second, LTX launched LTX 2.5, an open-weights world and video model with an NVIDIA-accelerated local inference story, an official GitHub package, Hugging Face presence, docs, and API access. This is not a coding agent framework, but it belongs in the brief because multimodal agents are becoming production systems. If an agent needs to inspect, generate, or simulate visual sequences, local capable video models change the loop. They make perception and generation less like a remote stunt and more like infrastructure. Third, Xiaomi's MILM Plus released Prove, a perceptual benchmark and metric set for video object removal. Its problem is wonderfully general. Object removal has no single ground truth, so conventional similarity scores can rank convincing edits badly and broken edits well. Prove uses reference-free spatial and temporal coherence metrics over learned visual features. For agent builders, the lesson travels: when there is no single correct output, you need task-specific evidence, not a ceremonial score. And fourth, MacPtoon released version 0.3.0 as a token-efficient MCP command-line client. Its repository claims 97% fewer tokens on tool discovery and 40-60% fewer on result payloads. The exact numbers need local validation, but the pressure is undeniable. MCP servers are multiplying, tool descriptions are verbose, and agents increasingly need to inspect their tool surface before acting. Tool discovery is becoming part of the cost model. The lead model release is Nemotron 3.5 Lightning. NVIDIA describes it as a 30B open mixture of experts model, 3 billion active parameters, a hybrid Mamba 2, mixture of experts, and attention design, and a 1 million token context window. The important phrase is specialized task execution for long-running agents. That is a narrower and more useful claim than general intelligence. It says, use this where an agent needs repeated, efficient steps across a long workflow. My take: this is where open models can hurt closed frontier models economically. Not by replacing the very best reasoning model on every task, but by occupying the thousand smaller calls around it. A router that can reliably choose the small capable model is a cost control primitive. And once that router is explicit, it can be tested, logged, and governed. The second release is LTX 2.5. Mark TechPost called it an open-weights world model for video production and local inference. The LTX announcement emphasizes multi-shot consistency and local NVIDIA acceleration. For builders, the bigger pattern is local multimodal capability becoming modular. A support agent, design agent, robotics planner, or video production assistant may not need a monolithic cloud pipeline if the media model can run close to the workflow. A note on deduplication. WebAI's TWI-LLM, MetaMuse Glimmer, NVIDIA Voice Chat, and several other recent model stories are still interesting, but they were already covered in the last few shows or the companion pulse. Today, I am not recovering them unless there is a concrete new release, benchmark, or availability change. The tooling story starts with Nemo Switchyard. Model routers sound prosaic until you need to operate an agent system at scale. Then they become the difference between a demo and a production architecture. A good router can decide when a planning model is needed, when a small extraction model is enough, and when a specialized code or vision model should take the turn. A bad router becomes a hidden source of failure, cheap when it should be careful, expensive when it should be routine. That is why routing needs receipts. Builders should ask, what features did the router observe? What candidates did it consider? What policy bounded the choice? And can the decision be replayed? The model router is becoming a control plane, not a convenience function. MacUpToon is the other infrastructure story. It compresses MCP tool discovery and result handling for command line workflows. This sounds small, but it hits a very real scaling problem. Tool protocols are meant to make agents more capable, yet every extra tool has a context cost. If an agent has to read a novella before it can call a file search, a browser, and a deployment tool, the protocol is taxing the intelligence it is supposed to enable. QuenCode also deserves a tooling mention. Its repository showed same-day activity, and the latest release was v5.t1.10 on August 11th. OpenAI Codex and OpenCode also showed fresh repository activity today. None of those are brand new stories, so they are not the headline. But the continued motion matters. Terminal coding agents are now a living software category, not a one-off product launch. On the repo shelf, the mature projects are almost absurdly large now. OpenCode showed roughly 196,000 stars and same-day activity. OpenAI Codex showed roughly 105,000 stars and same-day activity. QuenCode showed roughly 26,000 stars, a terminal native coding agent design, and a fresh release cadence. The smaller, more interesting repo signals are Nemo Switchyard, LTX2, and MacPtoon. Switchyard had just over 500 stars when checked, but it is attached to a serious model routing thesis. LTX2 had more than 8,000 stars and gives builders an inspectable package around the media model rather than only a product page. MacPtoon had a little over 100 stars, but its scope is sharp. Make MCP discovery and tool results cheaper. That contrast is useful. The giant repos tell us where developer gravity already exists. The small repos tell us where the pain is still raw. Today's raw pain is routing, media locality, and tool verbosity. The research lane was especially good today, and Hugging Face's daily paper feed helped after Archive's API started rate limiting. The first paper to watch is Insight Doc, which proposes agentic visual perception for long document understanding. Its key idea is to treat visual resolution as an adaptive inference time resource. Instead of feeding every page at maximum detail, the system chooses where to spend visual attention. That is a pattern document agent builders should steal immediately. Inspect cheaply. Zoom only where evidence demands it. Second is SkillZip, an evaluation-free skill compression method for self-evolving agents. Agents that learn by saving successful procedures eventually accumulate craft, duplicated warnings, near-identical steps, stale branches, and too much text. SkillZip attacks the maintenance problem directly. That matters because memory is not automatically useful. Uncompressed memory becomes latency, confusion, and hidden policy drift. Third is DS Agent Bench, a benchmark for end-to-end data science workflows in real computer environments. The scope is broad: data wrangling, exploration, modeling, visualization, validation, notebooks, terminals, browsers, and databases. That is exactly the kind of messy multi-tool work where agents can look impressive in demos and then fall apart in production. A useful benchmark should force the whole workflow through real tools, not just test a tidy question-answer step. Fourth is Vibe Life Bench, which studies proactive and persistent life agents in a changing world. Even if you never build consumer assistance, the evaluation target is relevant. Persistent agents are not judged by one response. They are judged across time, state changes, interruptions, delayed consequences, and shifting user intent. That is closer to operations than chat. Quick hits. Hacker News same-day AI agent search was checked through Algolia because direct item pages often rate limit automated fetches. The signal there was mixed. Lots of product and discussion noise, not enough fresh verified development to lead the show. MarkTechPost's open source category was checked first class and did its job. It surfaced Nemotron, 3.5 Lightning, LTX, 2.5, Prove, and other open model tooling stories. As always, the original project pages and repositories matter more than the discovery article. But the scout lane is valuable. Items dropped as duplicates without a fresh concrete update include MetaMuse, Glimmer, Docker Sandboxes, Trace Seal, Line Judge, Shepard, Pokey Isaac, 28B, Tencent DB Agent Memory, NVIDIA Noor, Liquid LFM 2.5, 2.6B, Quencode as an August 11th headline, OpenAI Codex 0.147.0, and the recent August 8th through 11th harness and security paper cluster. They remain important. They just do not need to be read twice in a week. One builder note before we close. The economics of agent systems are moving into the boring layers. Routing, tool descriptions, context compression, evidence logs, evaluation harnesses. These are not glamorous compared with a new frontier model, but they decide whether an agent can run all day without bankrupting, confusing, or endangering its owner. The day's lesson is that the agent stack is becoming more modular and more inspectable. Specialized local models handle routine agent steps. Routers decide where work goes. Tool clients compress the environment before it hits the context window. Benchmarks ask for workflow evidence rather than polished claims. That is the frontier worth watching. Not merely agents that can act, but agents whose actions are routed, measured, and cheap enough to repeat. Build there, and the demos start turning into systems.